welcome and thank you for joining us on yet another episode of Millennial Talk. I'm your host Simba. Come take a drive with me as we explore our African lifestyle and in this new age and era where we are upgrading our systems. Check out our website for new and exciting content. The blog is now up with trending topics, question time with Slayer, a few poems from Nita. I promise you, you won't want to miss a thing. Shout out to all our fans out there. Thank you for your reviews and comments. Keep them coming. A lot of thanks. Now, lately I've been reading books due to the lockdown, and I had nothing much to do. One of the books talks about the lessons school didn't teach us. It brings a unique point that though school is good and makes people dependent, it makes people dependent, and we end up worrying about the future that we forget to live. Now, what if we were animals? What if we were snakes and even we creates? Look at the kingdom of animals. They don't have governments, they don't have employers. In fact, their parents don't take care about them except for the first few days or weeks on earth. Do you ever see a chicken that is expecting the government to take care of it? No. Do you ever see a god that's begging anyone to employ it? Do you ever see a snake that is expecting its mother to feed it except for the first few days of its life on earth? This reminded me of a young man whose life was changed with only a statement of 21 words. His name was Sir William Oss. Here are the 21 words that he read in the spring of 1871. 21 words from Thomas Carlyle that helped him lead a life free from worry. Our main business is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. What then was the secret of his success? He stated that it was owning to what he called living in day-tight compartments. What does he mean by that? What I urge is that you so learn to control the machinery as to live with day-tight compartments as the most certain way to ensure safety on the voyage. That's when you on your board, get on the bridge and see that at least the great bulkheads are in the working order. Touch a button and you're at every level of your life in the iron doors, shutting out the past, the dead yesterdays. Touch another and shut off with a metal curtain the future, the unborn tomorrows. And then you are safe for today. Shut off the past. Let the dead past bury its dead. Shut out the yesterdays which you have lighted fools the way to dusty death. The Lord of tomorrow added to that of yesterday. Carry it today. Make us the strongest flatter. Shut off the future as tightly as the past. The future is today. There's no tomorrow. The day of man's salvation is now. Waste of energy, mental distress, nervous worries dog the steps of a man who is anxious about the future. Shut close then the great fore and aft bulkheads and prepare to cultivate the habit of life of day-tight compartments. Did Dr. William Oz mean to say that we should not make any effort to prepare for tomorrow? No, not at all. But he did go on in that address to say that the best possible way to prepare for tomorrow is to concentrate with all your intelligence, all your enthusiasm on doing today's work superbly today. That is the only possible way to prepare for the future. Give us this day our daily bread. Remember that the prayer asks for only today's bread. It does not complain about the stale bread we had to eat yesterday, and it doesn't say, oh God, it has been pretty dry out in the wheat belt lately and we may have another drought, and then how will I get bread for the next autumn, or suppose I lose my job? oh God, how could I get bread then? No, this prayer teaches us to ask for today's bread only. Today's bread is the only kind of bread you can possibly eat. Now, keep this in mind. Let us stop worrying and start living. Till next week, I'm your host Simba. Thank you for your support. Spread the word. Our website is now live, www.millennialtalk.co.zw. For any reviews and comments, feel free to contact us on our Facebook page and Instagram pages at millennialtalkzw or email us info@millennialtalk.co.zw. Be blessed.